Shabbos Perek Vav Mishnah Tes 6-9. We continue to discuss the halachas of what one may go out with on Shabbos. Here we talk about rules for children. So the first case is talking about a boy who is a little boy who is longing for his father. He has some kind of like separation anxiety or some other, you know, he's missing his father greatly. So in the time of the Mishnah, the technique they used was to take the right shoelace of the father and tie it, that strap, to the left arm of the little boy. And in that way, the boy would have the strap and not miss his father so much. That would alleviate the boy's suffering. So it's going to have the status of something like a tachshit, like we had before. I mean, it's going to be a tachshit, like we said before, when it came to the kamiya of the mumcha, a person who's got this, you know, amulet that's confirmed to be from a person whose amulets are effective. This is like a effective remedy for child's longing, and therefore the child can wear it on the strap on his arm, and we're not afraid he'll come to take it off on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, inside Habanim Yotzin Biksharim, little boys can go out with their knots, their straps tied to their arms. Okay, the next case says, Ubnei Malachim Bezugin, the children of kings, meaning aristocratic children, rich kids, can go out with bells tied, like sewn to their clothing. So the idea is this was sort of decorative elements for their clothing, that they had little bells on them. Now, if the bell were around the child's neck, for example, we certainly would not allow it because we're afraid he would, you know, remove it or come to carry it, it would fall, he would carry it. But if they're sewed on to his clothing, we're not concerned about them coming off or him coming to carrying it. And therefore, these little kind of like golden bells that are tied to his clothes for decoration are permitted to be worn on Shabbos as part of the clothing. They're butts of the clothing, therefore they're part of his clothing. V'chol Adam, the truth is that same leniency, that same rule would apply to anybody who's got decorative bells tied into their or sewn to their clothing. Elish dibru chacham behove. It's just that when the chacham said b'nei malachim, rich kids, they were talking about what actually was, because in fact, poor children obviously couldn't afford golden bells sewn to their clothing. There's a bit of a chiddush there, because you might have thought that since they're poor kids, they would come to like tear off the golden bells to show it to their friends, whatever it is. But the answer is no, they wouldn't. So if they somehow have this clothing, they're allowed to wear them on Shabbos.